to you. Welcome again to another Let Loud Radio Caribbean International. My name is Iwa. Your host with me in studio have Earthquake, make the place shake, and King Beats, my brothers, and we're ready to my backer. So today, my other backer. Yeah, man, he's on vacation. Well, he's a rest yourself, my brother. Rest yourself. I know you're locked in. Quickly, let me say to you, if you'd like to write to us, you write to Tell Iwa, T-E-L-L-I-W-A, at RCIStLucia.com. Tell Iowa at RCIStLucia.com. And believe me when I say to you, we'd love to read and discuss your letter or your story right here on the program, Letter on RCI. Let me also remind you that Letter is written E for everyone. We want you to be passionate. We want you to argue with us. You don't have to agree with us. We can agree to disagree. But keep it clean. Keep it clean. The kids are at home and they love the letter as well. All right? All right. The number you need to dial is 4523046. Those of you who are overseas, 1-758-4523046. Turn down the volume on your radio, your computer, your smart speaker, whatever it is that you're listening to us on, before you call, just turn it down. I promise you, you will hear us loud and clear. Okay, people? Now, first-time callers, all you need to do is just say, first-time caller. Around here, we appreciate all our callers, particularly the first-time callers. We want to hear from you because we want to know that, hey, we have a caller that is calling Letla for the first. Sometimes it'll be shock, eh? We just wonder, like, where have you been? What is going on? But first-time callers, please identify and go right ahead with your contribution when we open the lines at 4523046 1758-4523046. This afternoon, it is a gentleman who has written, and his Letla reads, Runkin, she's single. And she have a four-year-old daughter. She have her own apartment. Rankin, the girl tell me she and the child father lasted 11 years and the relationship ended bad. She found the man having XES with another girl at their home. She not tell me that. She tell me she and the girl fight about four times for the man, Rankin, and she still could not leave the man. Because she was still in love with him. She told me the other girl came at her home to attack her. How many times? And the man had done nothing to protect her. She had to go overseas for 2 years to get over me. Rankin, I telling you that because of what I about to say. All right? Say your thing, bruh. Rankin, the girl tell me the child was 1 year when all the roro go down. But she came back a while already, eh? Now, Rankin, I had done realize that the ex-man was always messaging her and calling her. And she was always talking to him. And she tell me it's always about his child. So I tell her, well, give the man his child. Because I seen like boy made trying to get back in the girl life. But that did not go down well with her at all. She did not talk to me for almost 3 weeks. But as big man, I apologize, and we were able to get over that. If it's one thing, she can take care of herself and her daughter, eh? But like I keep telling her, I still willing to help her any way I can. Rankin, I know the girl for over a year now. I try to stay in touch with her every day. She tell me she really like being around me. That is good news, bruh. And she like my vibe. Rankin, we just stay on the phone chatting for a long time. Ay, telephone, if she cannot talk when I call her, she calling me back. I want her, Rankin. I tried hard. We gone how many times already, and every time, we always have a great time. But I know, Gasa, she difficult. She never give me nothing. Not even a kiss. What?
Oh, wow.
Yes, yeah. But when we go out, I just get it good. All right. I ain't gonna lie. And I just like that about her. She know how to have a good time. But Gasa Rankin, you know when somebody tell you something about a person, you don't want to believe it because of the way you know the person and the connection you all have. Right now, I'm feeling like I is a Maji. And right now, I'm feeling like I is a Maji. And is Maji the girl at me on? I just get to find out the girl going out with other fellas apart from me, Gasa, including her child father. And I don't even know if the fellas getting XES or whatever she doing with the fellas. Now, some of my friends telling me, well, boy, the girl single, so she can do that. No, the girl not single. I in her life. Why are you laughing at the man, Now, some of my friends telling me, well, the girl single, so she can do that. No, the girl not single. I in her life, she cannot do that. Rugged, I checking for the girl. I taking the girl serious. And that is what the girl doing me, sir. Rugged, after I get the news, I call her. And boy, I raise my voice, sir, because I was mad like hell. I ain't gonna lie. I was cursing and thinking, oh boy. Why y'all let's do that? Why y'all let's get so upset? Because Gasa, I see not now I checking for the girl and I not getting nothing. And behind my back, the girl going out with other fellas. And them fellas have to be getting it. Gasa, I start to get on stupid because that not right. Asking questions because I want to know who is them other fellas and how she had tell me about them man. So I tell her straight. She have to stop talking and going on with them fellas. Is that so difficult to do for somebody that checking for you? Ranking the girl tell me she had do nothing wrong. And what she do with her life is her business. And she hang up. Why? Gasa, how you treating a man that want to take you seriously that type of way? Ranking the girl looking well. So I know them fellas just want to tut-tut and move. And that is the type of fellas the girl want to entertain. Ranking, they do have nothing I ain't go do to please her and make her happy. So how the girl going out and sleeping with how much different man and expect a man to take her serious? How you doing? You understand? Then she go try and blame me and tell me if that's my attitude, she don't want anything to do with me. So Ranking, I not supposed to make noise. I not supposed to express myself. Ranking, I that checking for the girl. I not getting nothing. How can that girl not see that going out with them other fellas is just wrong? Anything the girl want, I doing it for her, you know. When the girl call me and tell me she want a tank of gas or pick up something for her in the supermarket or she hungry, get something for her to eat. Rocking, she don't have to ask twice. I just be excited because it's a chance I get in to see her and be with her. So what you telling me? I not supposed to expect better from her. Ranking, that hit me hard, Dread. I was not expecting that. Ranking, the girl have right to date who she want after all what I doing for her. Ranking, the girl have right to date who she want after all what I doing for her. Should I not be her priority? But bro, can things still work out between us? How do I get her to be mine and mine alone? Wow, let me read that one more time. I'll try to be quicker. And then we take your calls at 452-3046. Ranking, she's single. And she have a four-year-old daughter. She have her own apartment. Ranking, the girl tell me she and the child father lasted 11 years and the relationship ended bad. She find the man having XES with another girl at their home. She not tell me that. And she and the girl fight about four times with the man, Ranking. And she still could not leave the man because she was still in love with him. She tell me the other girl came at her home to attack her how many times and the man ain't do nothing to protect her. She had to go overseas for 2 years to get over mate. Ranking, I telling you that because of what I about to say. Ranking, the girl tell me the child was 1 year when all the Roro go down. But she came back a while already, eh? Now, Ranking, I didn't realize that the ex-man was always messaging her and calling her and she was always talking to him. And she tell me it's always about the child. So I tell her, well, give the man his child. Because I seen like boy, me trying to get back in the girl life. But that did not go down well with her at all. She did not talk to me for almost 3 weeks. But as big man, I apologize, and we were able to get over that. If it's one thing, she can take care of herself and her daughter. But like I keep telling her, I'm still willing to help her any way I can. Rankin, I know the girl for over a year now. I try to stay in touch with her every day. She tells me she really liked being around me and she liked my vibe. Rankin, we just stay on the phone chatting for a long time. If she cannot talk when I call her, she calling me back. I want her, Rankin. I trying hard. We got how many times already, and every time we always have a great time. But I know, Gasa, she difficult. She never give me nothing, not even a kiss. What? But when we go out, I just get it good. I ain't gonna lie. And I just like that about her. She know how to have a good time girl. But Gasa Rankin, you know when somebody tells you something about a person, you don't want to believe it because of the way you know the person and the connection you'll have. Right now, I'm feeling like I's a Margie, and it's Margie the girl have me on. I just get to find out the girl going out with other fellas apart from me, Gasa, including her child father. And I don't even know if the fellas getting tutut or whatever she doing with the fellas. Now, some of my friends telling me, well, the girl single, so she can do that. No, the girl not single in her life. That funny boy. She cannot do that. Rankin, I checking for the girl. I taking the girl serious. And that is what the girl doing me, Gasa. Rankin, after I get the news, I call her. And boy, I raise my voice in Rankin because I was mad like hell. I go lie. I was cursing and ting. Because, guys, I see not now I check in for the girl and I'm not getting nothing. And behind my back, the girl going out with other fellas. And them fellas have to be getting it good. Gasa, I start to get on stupid because that's not right. I agree. I ask him questions because I want to know who is them other fellas and how she had tell me about them man. So I tell her straight, she have to stop talking and going out with them fellas. Is that so difficult to do for somebody that checking for you? Rankin, the girl tell me she had do nothing wrong, eh? And what she do with her life is her business. And she hang up on me. Kasa, how you treating a man that want to take you seriously that type of way? Good question, bro. Good question. They're like serious men. Mm-hmm. Rankin, the girl looking well. So I know them fellas just want to tut-tut and move. And that is the type of fellas the girl want to entertain. Rankin, they don't have nothing I go do to please her and make her happy. So how the girl going out and sleeping with how much different man and expect a man to take her serious? Then she go try and blame me and tell me if that's my attitude, she don't want anything to do with me. So Rankin, I'm not supposed to make noise. I'm not supposed to express myself. Rankin, I that checking for the girl, I not getting nothing. How can the girl not see that going out with them other fellas is just wrong? Anything the girl want, I doing it for her, you know. When the girl call me and tell me she want a tank of gas or pick up something for her in the supermarket or she hungry, get something for her to eat. Rankin, she don't have to ask twice. Why my girl? Oh, you're wrong for that. I just be excited because it's a chance I get in to see her and to... Oh, man. Yes, yeah. So what you telling me? I'm not supposed to expect better from her? Bruh, I feel you. Rankin, that hit me hard, Dred. I was not expecting that. Rankin, the girl have right to date who she want after all what I doing for her? No! She wrong! Should I not be her priority? Yes! You're right! But bro, can things still work out between us? How do I get her to be mine and mine alone? Wow! That's our letter. Let me go straight to the phone at 452-3046. Let's see who we have on the line. Let me just make sure I press the right button. Good afternoon. Laclavancia, you are on the air. First caller.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you, caller?
I'm well. How are you?
Boy, we are right. We are right, caller. What is your take?
My take is that glow and that man. She has one thing. Brother, give up. She's not interested.
Oh, in she's confused.
At least that way.
Oh, she's confused.
I don't think she's interested. She's not confused.
Maybe there are too many options.
If she's doing it to other people, she doesn't want him a whole year.
There are too many options.
She don't want me.
There are too many options, Cora.
She friend zone him. She don't want me.
So,
I find him really indiscreet to tell her who to date.
No, but Connor,
you,
Connor, come on.
Tell her who to date
Connor,
too?
Connor, she's wrong, huh? She's wrong. She's wrong for that.
She's not wrong. She has a right to choose what she wants. She Monsieur, does not want him.
And you're on the phone for hours? You're on the phone for hours with the man.
So you doesn't be on the phone with your friends?
For hours?
Of course.
Yeah, man. Of course. So,
Kuala, you just be on the phone with your friends for hours?
Yeah.
And then she's on the phone for hours with my friends, you know. She's not interested in him, at least not romantically. At least not in a romantic way. She does
Kuala,
not want him.
But Kuala, you can't be misleading the man so much, huh?
Hey, she ain't misleading him. You don't get it?
Nah, man. That's misleading.
Oh,
Kuala,
yeah, you there?
That's misleading.
And plus, you hear other people getting it.
Mm-mm. And he's still there.
He's still there. He didn't get the memo. She ain't misleading him. She tell it to him already.
All right, Kuala, here's what. So how is there anything that he can do?
There's nothing he can do. She does not want him. At least not in a romantic way.
So it can't be not yet. It's just don't want him, period. Mm-hmm. Kuala, let me tell you. Let me tell you something. Yeah?
And she's still not interested. Kuala, I don't think now it's
if
fine.
If I am going after somebody that I really like, I am spending time, spending money. You want gas, I buy gas. Or you want food, too, I buy food. And you're doing me that kind of thing. Kuala, come on. That's heartbreaking, Gasa. Kuala, up on the chairman. No. Kuala, that's serious business, you know. Kuala, have you ever been rejected by anyone? Do you know what it feels like to want somebody and that person don't want you back, Kuala?
I can only imagine. But he just has to accept that. She does not want him. We can go on for days.
Listen
and talk about that for days.
Yeah,
she does not want him, at least not in a romantic way.
So why have him around? Why speak to him for hours on the phone? So you go on the phone. That's what you're let's do?
No, but he's making himself available. He's convenient.
Yes. So don't make himself available. That's what you're saying. Stop.
No, I think he should make his intentions clear with her. Tell her he wants to be exclusive. And from there, they can make a decision. She'll tell him exactly what it is.
But for now, what do you think that he should do?
He should make it, tell her, sit her down, have a conversation with her, tell her his desire is for them to be exclusive.
Right.
Make what he wants clear to her.
He doesn't want to, but you tell her, stop talking to them fellas already.
No, but you can't be so indiscreet. Stop talking to them and just sit down there watching you. You have to make your intentions clear. I want you for my...
Don't you want guys
Let's
who check...
exclusive.
Kuala, don't you want guys who check for y'all? You don't talk to them on the phone. If you'll call them, they're reliable guys. You could count on them.
Yes,
you know,
we want that. But I want a guy
who behind them and
intentions
back,
clear. Yeah, I will not come off the market if your intentions are not clear.
So the intentions not clear, Kuala?
No, you have to sit down and tell me your desire is to be exclusive. I told you I'm not exclusive.
Kuala, I don't think we're exclusive, rather. So you need to tell her that.
They need to have a conversation.
So if I tell you, listen, them fellas you're talking to, stop talking to them fellas.
You can't tell me stop talking to them fellas. You have to say, I want you and I want you for myself. My desire is for us to have an exclusive relationship.
Right. And then you'll say yes.
And then if she says yes, then he can continue. But if she says, that is not where I am right now, he just needs to accept
but
that.
But
hold on,
let me ask you a question and be very honest. Is it right to do a guy who you know you are with? Don't try that. You know the man wants you. The man checking for you on the phone every day. Anything you ask me to do for you is doing it. Right? And to do the man that caller, is that right? Come, answer. Answer.
I don't have an answer.
Come
what
on,
what, yeah, what do you propose mad, she should have done? Should I tell him leave her alone?
No. No.
What should she have done?
But we're talking for over a year. We're talking.
No, but she's
you're on the
dating.
Phone, you're getting
she's
everything.
Single and she's dating. She has a right. And that's
because not
that's
single.
A common
you're
misconception.
Dating,
the dating stage is a period to collect data. And that is what she's doing. She's not wrong. She's collecting
data. Wait. Wow. That's the first. No, Kuala. I love that. Yeah. Say that again.
The dating stage is a stage for people to collect data. She's collecting data.
No quarrel.
So she's not wrong. And apparently his dates are not going well with her because she don't want him.
Yeah, but so why not tell him that early from day one?
I guess she's seeing things in him that she likes.
Ah!
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
But she's still gathering data, and she's within her right to take as long as she wants to gather her data. Mm-hmm. This is her life, you know.
And then the man doing all that for you, and then you get vexed. The man tell you to stop talking to them.
But he indiscreet, he cannot tell her to stop talking to them.
That's not right. That's not right. And you could call him on anyone, tell him, man, you want food, the man bring it for you. Buy something for you somewhere, the man bringing it for you. Answer.
But these are positive qualities.
Right. You are correct. You are absolutely. And he possesses a lot of them. He possesses a lot of positive qualities, caller. Don't lie, sir.
Yes, don't lie. He gets points for that. But he didn't say his negative qualities. So he controlling, want to tell her who to,
caller,
who to talk to.
Caller, I mean, apart from what you're saying, what about that man would make him not be the perfect candidate?
One, Lucky telling her who to talk to. That is already controlling. If I am single and I am dating, you cannot tell me who to talk to. Unless you have made your intentions clear and we are in an exclusive relationship, you cannot tell me who to talk to and who to not talk to. I am gathering data.
So by making my intentions clear, mean that I have to articulate, I have to tell you that, hey, I want you for myself and you need to stop going out with other people.
If that's how you want to put it.
So that not good? Caller, you sound like dying with him. Caller, but no, see, that's not good. But you going out with other fellas. You going out with other people. Stop going out with other people because I want you for myself. How does that sound?
Well, I will consider that. But if she doesn't want him, remember, that has to be a two-way decision.
Why wouldn't you want him? Or why wouldn't you want him? Let me put myself in this situation.
If we're talking on the phone, his positive qualities. He has not. There's something in her that is preventing her from going all in. There's something in him, rather.
Like what? I tell you already, it's the distractions. You see the other fellas there? Even the exy fellas, even the ex-boyfriend back on the scene. You know, too many options.
I have a list of many options. Is made consistent, there's always one that stands at the top.
Wow.
There's always one that shines out, no matter how many options you have.
And so the one that at the top, so why not be with him?
Yeah, maybe they've not made the intention clear. Like he said, he know these people not good for her.
What are they asking? I'm asking you, the one who is in the number one spot, why not be exclusive with him?
I don't know. Only she can answer that.
No, yeah. I'm just telling you, why women were not. Why do you think that, you know?
Well, they can be in the number one spot for a woman, but on the man's end, he doesn't know. The writer wrote that he knows that the people just using her. So I think she's not getting that. What she wants, she doesn't want her back exclusively.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That makes more sense.
So the person that she's...
So maybe it's the ex she wants, but the man don't want her back. He's not offering her what she needs.
Yeah, that's why I'm talking about distractions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A rebound.
Yeah. So the fella she want, you're right. The fella she want,
don't want her.
Mm-hmm. You're right, Colin. You have me. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And make go try his best. Put his best foot forward. In fact, put both feet forward. And
if she wants him, she convincing herself she wants him. At this point, she trying to convince herself that she wants him. I feel sorry for him. Yeah, you just have to give up.
That hurts. That hurts.
You could find a better girl.
So may have to give up, Cola? Give up?
Well, if he really likes her, he can continue. She'll see it. If he continues being good, continues being himself, I think eventually she'll get it.
Yeah, man. So you think
he can cut her out. She'll see what she lost. And then she'll come back.
So give her some space.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. But you think he still have a chance if he just, you know, relax himself a little while?
I think it depends on how much he likes her.
No?
I think it depends on how much he likes her.
You don't even know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kuala, thank you very much. You've been awesome, you know. Thank you, that's
all right.
Thank you. 4523046 is the number to call. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. Want to hear from you. Our number is 4523046. Let's go back to the phone. Let me just make sure I press the right thing. Good afternoon, Letla. I see you on here.
Hey! Good day, guys.
Good day, girl. How you doing?
I'm okay, Iowa.
Talk to me, my girl. What's up? What's happening? What's your name?
Right, sir. First to begin with, I find you really rude and out of place. You cannot tell a girl to send the child for the father. That's where you went wrong. So apparently, you must remove all the tips she has.
That's true. That's true,
caller. That's true. You're right.
Secondly,
there.
Writer, remember you said the young lady can care for herself and her child. Remember you said
when you man said that?
You said that.
You said that.
Look for it.
Yeah, you said that. You said that.
Okay. You said she can care for herself and her child. So why the hell you opening your mouth like you're stuffing so much you're doing, you taking care of the girl? Why they pushing it down your throat, you know? What do you want so much? A little chunk of gas. What do you mean that the way I see it? I feel like that's a friendship in that day.
I don't think you're gassy for a girl.
I don't care if you're going to have to bring for her. You talk like it's something so much you didn't put
Kola.
Up for like
her. Kola, you didn't have gas, huh?
You didn't have gas. Friends that do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking from experience. Now, right there, yes, you said you like the girl and stuff. At times, it does be so, right there. Yes, you like the girl, you fall in love, you catch feelings. But the girl said, maybe because of what she was in, she's not in a hurry, so she's maybe, you know, enjoying your little company for the time being and stuff. The girl never said she was with you. You don't like to misquote things. The girl did not say that, and you know she didn't tell you that. So how do I really want to go and tell the girl, you want to get back? The girl have people going out with. What is it? Why, man, I don't understand you. Apparently, you fall on your damn head.
So, Kola, why...
The woman is a big one. The woman could do what she wants.
Kola.
The woman has her own home.
Yeah.
You got the woman, possibly the woman didn't claim you. The woman never said you her man. You must know your damn place.
So why have him around? Why talk to him for a long on the phone?
There are people, you don't hold them. Like, you never have thought of having a relationship with them. But the friendship, the little liming, that's a whole different thing.
The little groceries and food.
Mm-hmm.
The little groceries.
And so, like, you go into a little dance, a little drink, you call a person. Because the companion on that side is a whole different vibe. But not for bed and stuff. That's where your head is already.
Call your mind, that's where it is.
And how you could tell a girl, the fella, how you could see the girl, the fella's a girl, I mean, the girl's even the fella's. Money really at a place, you know. You don't know. Get your facts first to begin with. Do you have any proof that she's stealing the guys? You cannot call a woman and tell a woman to stop that. I don't understand. I imagine you only know the girl for a year, right? So, right, if you're behaving so, you think that woman will want to be with somebody like you? You're not cursing the girl already.
Call her, right? He was upset. Call her, won't you be mad? Won't you be upset?
Yes, you're upset, but at times you need to learn to control your anger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because those petty things can lead to disaster. That's how we start.
But why have him around? Why talk to him on the phone for hours? Just friends? So, you mean to tell me she don't know the intention of that man there? She don't know what the man's intentions are? She don't know that the man is interested in...
The girl never tell him. Don't mind them tell us.
Yeah,
you know that Iowa, you take it wrong too much. Yeah. Because the girl took it out to line with you, you are thinking macho. Yeah, my woman. You know? Don't you be a girl, calm down.
I don't understand you, Akwala. You see sometimes we don't
agree. You understand me?
I don't understand me.
No, the fellas do that for you.
Right, sir. I believe you said catching feelings for a girl through your going out and you're talking on the phone. That doesn't mean anything, Iowa.
So, Kola.
I just do it. That doesn't mean anything. If you're not catching your feelings, don't you relax even calm down yourself.
So it's wrong for us to catch feelings.
And maybe
based on what you have been saying.
When the girl going out, she never kissed you. Maybe there's a possibility that she doesn't see the qualities. You never take me smoking or not, huh? Yes, I will let me someone that smoking, but I don't want to kiss someone that's smoking, that drinking rum. Even if I lie with you, I don't want to kiss you already. Don't know what you just do to your mouth. I don't understand the people, huh?
Kola, you ready? Let me tell you something, Kola. So, all right. Tell me something good about this gentleman, the writer about our letter.
Good, I find. You only said that when she called him, she don't have to, like, you know, call twice or ask twice.
Right.
Yeah. Of course, it has to be so because, where you want the woman, you do anything in his power, eh?
So she's abusing
but
that privilege.
But you need to stop taking care of the woman. Because you need to stop so the girl can take care of herself and her child.
Kola, why not tell him?
You know what you're doing so Kola, much
Kola,
for
why,
the woman.
Why not tell him? You see all these things you're doing for me there. I appreciate it. But let me tell you. Nothing can happen between the two of us. Nothing can happen between the two of us. Even though you're buying me stuff and you're doing that, why not tell him and that? Let him know that, sir.
But the guy's hurt. The girl tell it to the fellow. I believe the girl tell it to the fellow, you know.
She never tell him that.
The man does not give up. I lie. He still try, you know.
He doesn't give up? Why? I don't understand what you're saying, Nicole.
Whatever you said there, I said maybe the girl will be told the guy, you know. It's not for that, whatever. That's no relationship, but we can be friends. But maybe he's not here because his mind is already programmed. He want that woman.
Oh.
That's his woman. So nothing the girl say will go into his head because he's already programmed.
So why not distance yourself? Well, distance yourself.
What distance yourself for what?
Because you are not interested in him that kind of way. And that is what he wants. That is what he wants, Kola, but no!
Well, I think she will distance herself. Now that she, I think she cursed him when she hung up the call. So that's the distance. He's going to get it now.
So she will stay away from him?
Yeah, she will.
Well, she better, let me tell you that. She better stay away from him instead of doing him and them kind of things.
Yeah, she will stay away from him, but tell him to stay away from her.
Kola, what kind of guys you like? I said, you have a guy checking for you.
Listen, I want to know the root as to what the guy is doing. Why he taking care of the girl? So because I call a friend of mine to come and do something for me, that means something so much.
Well, listen, what it means that he is reliable. That's what it means. You can count on him. That is what it means.
Yeah, but because you want to claim a spot. That's how he's reliable.
But when he
said that one thing, you know, the dog called me at that time.
You don't know that. You don't know. That's how it starts.
And make sense to control his problem, his anger. Eh? Control yourself. You cannot go on. You know.
Kola, but listen to me, eh? You have to admit that she's wrong for doing him that. She is wrong. You cannot do the money.
Okay, I understand that. Eh? She's wrong for maybe calling the guy to bring dinner for her or lunch.
Yeah.
First to begin, because she's not. She doesn't have anything.
And playing like you don't know the man don't want you.
Well,
and you get them other fellas.
Somebody doesn't go to do them that too, eh?
What?
Especially when they're hyping
up. Let me tell you something.
Of course, it's good to do them that when they're hyping up themselves.
It's good to do them one.
Tell them no mind, no?
Well, you see, you hear what you're saying? Games. That's why you like to play games. Games she played. You have
not
taken. What was that? What kiss are you? You are somebody that taking you serious, somebody that want to take you very serious, and perhaps you can have a long-term relationship.
I understand you want to take the girl serious, but obviously the thing is point blank. You see a girl already, yeah, just move on. Mm-hmm. You're the rest of your 10 to kilometer puppy show.
Voila. So just give up
on the person. You see she's not ready.
You see her.
Whatever you tell her, she's not ready.
This afternoon, I'm telling you.
Leave her alone. That's all. Just give her alone.
Just give up on the people you want. That's what you're saying. Give up on
the
people.
Yeah, of course. Give up. Because maybe you can find... I guess if you give up and start searching elsewhere, you can find something much better. Somebody appreciates him
for
buying that
tank
of gas and a lot other things.
Well, you need to stop that, eh? Making fellas do things so you're not serious about the fellas. You need to stop that. They need to stop it. Say it.
But I want to... Listen. Okay, let's say I will call you. I want to do something for me or whatever. Fine, you come in. Then you will start playing, catching things. Then I will tell you
both.
You know,
Kola, you know beforehand that I am interested. Kola,
you don't understand that I am.
Kola, but you already know that I am interested in you. But you already
know. But you don't understand that I'm not interested. Sometimes you tend that. Sometimes the girl, you see, your men suffer. Your men, your men not here. Your men not listen. You know, once the thing, you'll just go for it. You're not hearing nothing. You'll just go for it. Now, that is exactly what the guy is doing.
And he ain't anything, so he's wanting
you. And right now, you've been, I think he's very controlling.
The man ain't getting nothing. The man ain't controlling. The man ain't getting nothing.
Discreet. It's very rude and discreet. I tell you, you need to, honestly, you need to know your place. If I want, yes, you have an issue, you're liking and you, whatever you heard, she's dating other guys and whatever, you need to have this, you know, I have a conversation with her about it. But not even call it the girl. What kind of manners is that? Jesso? Well, know your damn place, eh?
Well, I must tell you, very often I agree with some of the things that you say, but you see today, how are you? Way outside, you're way
left. You know, I must tell you,
well, move there, brother. Thank you, Hey, thank you, brother. Thank you very much. Let's take a quick break to acknowledge our sponsor. When we come back, we read the letter one more time. Letla Nancy is made possible by Fruit CC Moss.
Fruit CC Moss
makes you score runs, you know.
So what do the experts say about Fruit CC Moss? Apart from tasting great, Fruit CC Moss is full of natural goodness your body needs. Sea moss is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. Sea moss is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Fruit CC Moss. Unless you say something else.
Fruit CC Moss, you know what they say.
Opening the doorway to a healthier you. IDEQ is here to serve you. IDEQ Caribbean.
Protect your indoor air quality with the number one certified mold and IAQ assessors. Call us today at 584-4337 or 572-0292.
Can you feel the heat? The Super 6 jackpot is heating up with a blazing new jackpot of over $500,000. Shine bright like the sun when you become the next Super 6 jackpot winner of $620,000. Have you played?
Visit Lucia Boxing Association presents Champions of Champions April 21st and April 22nd, happening at the VG Multipurpose Sports Complex. It's Champions of Champions Boxing Tournament. Bell rings at 7 p.m. Come see Bob Venus, St. Lucia, Trinidad, Guyana, and more. Admissions $15. Children under 12, you pay $5. It's two nights of Champions of Champions Boxing Tournament April 21st and 22nd. Sponsors include National Lottery, St. Lucia Olympic Committee, the Ministry of Youth Development and Sports, Vibe Radio.
Visit Falcon Mart at La Cleary. You will find everything you need from a community grocery store, including fresh produce. Selected wholesale items are also available. Our friendly team is happy to serve you. Falcon Mart, a community mini mart located on the ground floor, VBCC building at La Cleary, next to the playing field. Opening hours Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and on Sundays and holidays, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Convenient parking is available.
Advance your career at LightSpark Training with a globally recognized certification. Conveniently located on High Street Castries, LightSpark offers a wide range of programs to make the most of your career. Certifications in project management, risk management, quality management, marketing, ACC accounting, human resources, Microsoft, Cisco, and IT technician certification, graphic design, web design, and programming. Complete a diploma in accounting in 6 months or a bachelor's degree in just over a year. Call us today at 451-8918. Or visit us at www.lightspark.com.
Superior Jazz is back on Sunday, May 7th, 2023. The perfect vibe with the perfect setting under the Beatles. Jazz, Sammy, Arthur Allaire, Lou Hinkson, headliner, Christopher Martin.
Don't let me cheat on my
Christopher Martin and soca sensation Patrice Roberts.
Drink water and mind my business.
Early bird tickets, $100.
130 EC and VIP tickets 300 EC. Get your tickets at all sale outlets, Steve Barbershop, and the Sioux Free Regional Development Foundation. Follow Sioux for your Jazzy Experience on Facebook for more information.
Children under 12 are free. No smoking allowed.
Get ready to witness the biggest names in Caribbean music. Join us on May 5th for the opening of the St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival 2023. Back at the historic Mindo Phillip Park, located in the heart of Castries. Experience the explosive performance of Cat the Band, the biggest soca band in the world. Get ready to witness the unstoppable force that is Shensia as she performs hit after hit.
Baby, when the bright lights start to fade.
Hit after hit.
You can't tell me what you do.
And move to the rhythm of DYP and Friends. Tickets, $80. Go to stlucia.org/jazz to purchase now. The St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival 2023.
Radio Caribbean International, made possible by Fruitsy Seamoss. Team Fruitsy, good afternoon to Mr. Serie and the team. All right, we're still looking for our first-time callers, eh? So what are we going to do? We're going to read the letter one more time and continue to take your calls at 4523046. 4523046 1758 4523046. This afternoon's letter reads, Runkin, she's single and she have a 4-year-old daughter. She have her own apartment. Runkin, the girl tell me she and the child father lasted 11 years and the relationship ended bad. She find the man having XCS with another girl at their home. She not tell me that, Runkin. She and the girl fight about 4 times for the man, Runkin. And she could not leave the man because she was still in love with him. She told me the other girl came at her home to attack her how many times? And the man had do nothing to protect her. Wow. She had to go overseas for 2 years to get over mate. Runkin, I'm telling you that because of what I'm about to say. Runkin, the girl tell me the child was 1 year when all the Roro go down. But she came back a while already, eh? Now, Runkin, I had done realize that the ex-man was always messaging her and calling her. And she was always talking to him. And she tell me it's about the child. So I tell her, well, give the man his child, guys. Because I seen like, boy, me trying to get back in the girl life. But that did not go down too well with her at all. She did not talk to me for almost 3 weeks. But as big man, I apologize, and we were able to get over that. If it's one thing, she can take care of herself and her daughter, eh? But like I keep telling her, I still willing to help her any way I can. Runkin, I know the girl for over a year now. I'm trying to stay in touch with her every day. She told me she really liked being around me and she liked my vibe. Runkin, we'll stay on the phone chatting for a long time. If she cannot talk when I call, she calling me back. I want her, Runkin. I want her. I trying hard, Runkin. I trying hard. One. We go out how many times already? And every time we go out, we always have a great time. But I know, Gasa, she's difficult. She never give me nothing. Not even a kiss. But when we go out, I just get it good. I ain't gonna lie. And I just like that about her, Runkin. She know how to have a good time. But Gasa, Runkin, you know when somebody tell you something about a person, you don't want to believe it because of the way you know the person. And the connection you'll have. Right now, I feel it like I's a Margie. And it's Margie the girl have me on. I just get to find out the girl going on with other fellas apart from me, Gasa. Including a child father. And I don't even know if the fellas getting tutut or whatever she doing with the fellas. Now, some of my friends telling me, well, the girl's single, so she can do that. No! The girl not single. I ain't taking the girl serious. That is what the girl doing me, Gasa. I check in for the girl. Runkin, after I get the news, I call her. Boy, I raise my voice because I was mad like hell. I go lie. I was cursing and ting. But Gaza, I see not now I checking for the girl and not getting nothing. And behind my back, the girl going on with other fellas. And then fellas have to be getting it good. And so I start to get on stupid because that's not right. I asking questions because I want to know who is them other fellas and how she had tell me about them man. And that's true. Tell him man. So I tell her straight. She have to stop talking and going on with them fellas. Is that so difficult to do for somebody that checking for you? Rangi the girl tell me she ain't do nothing wrong. Eh? And what she do with her life is her business. And she hang up. And so how you treating a man that want to take you seriously that type of way? Rangi the girl looking well. So I know them fellas just want to toot and move. And that is the type of fellas the girl want to entertain. Rangin, they don't have nothing I go do to please her and make her happy. So how the girl going out and sleeping with how much different man and expect a man to take her serious? And that's the thing. That's the thing. Then she go try and blame me and tell me if that's my attitude, she don't want anything to do with me. So Rangin, I'm not supposed to make noise. I'm not supposed to express myself. Rangin, I that checking on the girl, I'm not getting nothing. All right, buddy. All right. How come the girl not seeing that going out with them other fellas is just wrong? Anything the girl want, I doing it for her, you know. I doing it for her. When the girl call me and tell me she want a tank of gas or pick up something for her in the supermarket or she hungry, get something for her to eat. Rankin, she don't have to ask twice. I just be excited because it's a chance I get in to see her. And to be with her. You all hear that, me, man? So what you telling me? I'm not supposed to expect better from her? Rankin, that hit me hard, Dred. I was not expecting that. Rankin, the girl have right to date who she want after all what I'm doing for her? Should I not be her priority? But bro, can things still work out between us? How do I get her to be mine and mine only? That is the question. How can he get her to be his and his alone? Forget all about them other fellas that in the picture then going out and them kind of thing. How? Let's go back to the phones. 4523046 is the number to call. Good afternoon. Let us.
Good afternoon. First time caller.
Yeah. Go ahead. What's your take, caller?
We'll have a little bit of an issue today.
No problem.
Where's this man from?
What do you mean?
What part of Zenosha is he from?
What does that matter, caller?
Because I'm really hoping he's not from Babono. Because that is a different level of hillery. You're not telling me you've not, in all your valiant pursuits, you see the woman, you want the woman, that's the one you see, that's the one you want.
Yeah.
And that could never come out of your mouth, not once. Not until you hear a rumor, because it's not confirmed, you never come on the letter and say you catch the woman in her slackness. Somebody else see, somebody else come back and tell you. The person may be still with the nice woman and Wonder Woman too. You all men know how you all are. You understand me?
Mm.
Not once you come and sit down with the woman, rub her legs,
call her, tell her. How you mean? But he's checking for her. You ain't telling that. They're talking.
No, but check. But I can check for you. You can check for me. You doesn't check for your mother, your father, your friends.
Well, come on. Say we
you don't have one. You don't have one platonic friend you just check for. Yeah. Everybody you check for, you must pass on
right.
them.
Right, but he has made his intentions.
Everybody you check for, you have to pass on them.
But caller, that's a different relationship. That's a different type of relationship that's going on there.
No, but there are people that just check for people. The same way I have men friends in my life. If they want just somebody to talk to, I'm there for them because men go through things.
Right.
But you're not telling me, you're there with somebody. Or not one time. For all the hours you're sitting on the phone with me, not one time you can tell me, baby girl, I love you.
When I, so she don't know. You see that point there? That's not that bad. That's good. So you mean to tell me she don't know the what the money man intentions are?
Not until the man know, because I've been with men, and the men will come and tell you, you're doing this, you're doing that for me, I'm doing this, I'm doing that for you, and you're still my friend. They will come and tell you, they're your friend. Not until a man makes it plain and simple, and a woman makes it plain and simple to you,
so
that is what they want. You're not supposed to jump to unnecessary conclusions.
Caller, love is action. Caller, you know that, right? Love is action. Love is doing. I'm not saying you love.
No, you have to say it. Love is words. And it only takes a second to say it.
So you mean to tell me, Kola, you know what you're telling me there? Kola, you know what you're telling me there? That the woman don't know when a guy is interested in them, eh? You don't know when a guy...
No, the woman knows that the man is interested in her.
So
she too knows that she has a level of interest with the man. That's why she continues to engage him. If she did not have any subtle interest in the man, she would not continue to engage him. But he is leaving that window open where other people can come in. Now, he needs to check himself because he has already lost that woman. The moment somebody can come and tell you a rumor about me, you've not come to me and have a conversation with me, but you're going to hold it against me and grudge me and rage after me, you've already lost me.
What?
Girl, yeah, you have invested
what?
In me.
What? Because you didn't like me. You didn't like me.
No. But you've shown me the kind of person you are. You've shown me your aggression. On a rumor. The rumor is not confirmed. It's not true. So what if it happens that it's not true? Especially when she goes through all that with her ex. You sit down and you believe somebody that malpale upoki. Tell me.
So you wouldn't want to have anything to do with that individual? And
I would give him a chance. But it would be hard for me to believe that he just rage on me, just go. Because me, in my innocence, knowing that that is the person, I too am showing the vested interest, and he just has not said, baby girl, will you be mine? It will put me in a place where is that coming from?
Kola, I keep asking my, why does she have him around? If you're going out with other...
The only reason she has him around is because she has an interest in him too.
Yeah. So you shouldn't give
for
up. She shouldn't give up, right? He shouldn't give up. He shouldn't give up on her.
Say that again?
He should not give up on her, right?
They should not give up on each other. But he needs to get his facts right. He needs to get his ducks in a row and do what he has to do properly.
So you're saying...
He finds it is service that will help the woman stay with him, then he should stop what he's doing and see if the woman will stay with him for him.
So why would a woman be going out with a guy or seeing a guy or communicating with a guy for over a year and not even kiss him?
Has he tried to kiss her?
Well, I don't know. I can.
Okay. Why should she be the one to make advances on him?
And you need to start doing that, eh? Mm-hmm. By the way.
Why? That's not my place. You ever see a female dog chase after a male dog?
Yep.
You see that in your life, really?
Yeah, I see it all the time.
You see a female cat run after a male cat?
All the time.
I've never seen that.
Too late show. And you're wrong.
Maybe a female cat chase after you.
But don't you agree that needs to change? If you are interested in somebody, you need to show that. Stop wasting time. And in this day and age, you're wasting
but
time.
But she's showing that. She's there for him. The man said all what he is doing for the woman. He never said what the woman is doing for him. It's not just so he's doing it. It takes two hands to clap.
Yeah, man. Well said, Kola.
He just put himself in the brightest light and show the lady in a bad way and expect that person should remain with him and continue. I'm going to say it's going to be very hard because the woman had the interest for the year and he messed it up by listening to a Maltaro.
So she is no longer interested in him. That's what you're trying to say. You see, Kola, you need to stop that.
I need to stop, but it's true. It's true. You don't listen to outside people that want to just come and put themselves in your relationship. You know where you are. You know where you want to take it. So tell Hillary I say behave himself. And big up Team RCI.
Hey! Thank you very much for your contribution, Kola. You've been awesome. 4523046 is the number to call if you want to talk to us right here on Letla on the Caribbean side. Let's go back to the phone. Good afternoon, Letla. You on the air?
RCI.
Hey! Thank you for calling.
Listen, first of all, know your worth. Beat man, beat woman. Know your worth.
Know your worth.
You understand?
Mm.
Because that's a typical case of him not knowing his worth. Secondly, he made way too many assumptions. He assumed they were in a relationship. Do you understand? He assumed she's sleeping with other people.
But the news came, eh?
Pardon?
The news came. The news came, eh? The news came, boy.
Listen.
And you know, let me tell you, Connor, you know you get that news. You get that news. Boy, ranking, boy. I see a girl, boy, with two other fellas. Boy, ranking, boy, in trouble, boy. Ranking, boy. When you get the news that kind of way, Connor, you know what that does to your
I
psyche?
I know. We like to believe it because it's juicy and, you know, it comes Connor, from relaxing forces in our mind.
It's true. It's true.
We take it as gospel truth, but is it really gospel truth? Do you understand? People can say what they want. And we know this. We're in a society where before a man hang out with a woman or a woman hang out with a man,
that is good. Yeah.
Instantaneously.
Yes.
People don't even want to know what kind of relationship you'll have. If it's something they help, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
And that's it. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
He is unfortunately getting the short end of the stick. He's interested in this woman, but the girl just trying to live her best life. After coming out of an 11-year relationship, she's trying to live her best life.
Connor, explain that. She's trying to live her best life.
Picture being in any relationship, okay? When you do decide to leave, you leave because something not working. The happiness not there. You understand? Something is not working because you decide to call it quits.
Mm.
And so, you're just trying to date. When you ask a lot of people that are coming out of relationships now, all they want to do is just live their life. They want to be single and mingle heavily.
Happy. Yes.
Do you understand? Nobody not trying to go back in no relationship. And if there's unresolved issues or feelings from her baby daddy's, the relationship she just had, she's not trying to be tied down. And he clearly is coming with serious vibes. And when I say serious vibes, as in settle down vibes. And that's not what she wants.
Yeah.
So she's keeping him around because she's aware that he's a good guy. She knows that he's also very reliable.
Thank you,
understand?
Paula.
Women not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They know.
Thank you.
They know who they can call on for certain things. They know who they can rely on. You understand? They know. And she knows. So she's not going to get rid of him. But he has now showed her a different side of him that she didn't know. And of course, that comes into play because when you... Outside of the people that just want to be in a relationship for being in a relationship's sake, when people start showing you true colors, you either, boy, that's what I'm going to have to deal with. They're not even in a relationship and he already questioning who she can talk to, who she can't talk to. You go and call a girl and throw this, put out this big drama and you're not even with her. So, Fallis, when you're with her, you'll beat her.
But what he said he was upset. He said he was upset. I mean, so.
Sorry?
He said he was upset.
I understand, but take a moment, calm down before you call a young lady's phone. That's not even your girlfriend and that's your reaction. I don't want to see where, if I'm your girlfriend, how you'd behave. Run in.
You know what he said? You know what he said? He said, he ain't getting nothing. He said,
and
he ain't getting nothing.
Adding to his frustration.
Yeah,
so that's why if somebody come and tell him the girl giving Tom, Dick and Harry, he's saying, how Tom, Dick and Harry is
get
in front and he doing all that and he ain't getting nothing.
And he want to get nothing. Call out a blow.
Exactly. So take a moment and calm yourself before you call a young lady's phone telling her nonsense. And also, after a year, you should know if you want to call it quits. I get that he's interested in her, and I get that he likes her. Do you understand? But it's time for you to move on and find someone that's going to appreciate the person that you are. Know your worth.
So, Connor, so you're saying that she knows that this guy's a good guy?
Okay, when her gas ran out, who she called? She didn't call Jack, she didn't call Tom, she didn't call Harry, did she?
Yeah.
She called Mr. Reliable.
Yeah.
When she needed something in the supermarket, who did she call?
So, Connor, eventually things might work out, no?
Not after his behavior. He may have had a chance. You get what I'm saying? Like, if he was in it for the long haul, eventually she would have maybe given in. But at this point,
if he apologizes, if he apologizes, say that he's genuinely sorry and he was so and so in such a mental state and that whatever state he was in, and he apologizes.
It's true, you can apologize, but then guess what? The whole year's work he just put in there, he had to put it back in again. So if they were planning to give him any, they're going to make him work even harder. So again, he needs to probably take a step back. You understand? In situations like that, when a man stops showing interest in a woman, she automatically becomes interested, or you've seen her whole demeanor changing because she literally has this man wrapped around her little finger.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she man. Does. And the minute you see he pulls, he steps back, he don't call her. You need something? I'm busy now. I'll do it for you. Like, as long as it seems like the interest is not there, then she'll check herself. If she genuinely mm-hmm. sees, you know, him as anything, outside of that, it could be a case where she's just using him for whatever. We don't know. Again,
I call it games. All assumptions. I call it playing games.
No, he's worth. Sorry?
I call it playing games. Do you agree?
Yeah. I mean, and I don't understand why people do it. I don't understand the cat and mouse. I don't understand why people feel like they need to have to play games, because one person's feelings is always involved. So somebody always... There's always, you understand, somebody's going to get hurt. At the end of the day, people have to learn to be transparent, say what it is that you want, you understand, and move on. But of course, there's always the risk of us not getting what it is that we want. And so we feel the need to lie and manipulate.
Well, I know it feels like to be interested in somebody. You're putting in the work, gas, and you ain't getting anything. You ain't getting anything, and only to hear some other fellas, boy, handing the cookie jar and thing, and you ain't getting anything. Resistance. That is not a good feeling at all.
It is
all.
A hard pill what? To swallow. Listen, it's a hard pill to swallow. I'm not going to lie. It is. Yes. But we have to know when to walk away. Because guess what? They have other fish in the sea. See, yeah. They have Harvard single women that are waiting for a man to step up and do that. Do you understand? So he needs to step away. And sometimes we block our own blessings. You get me? Just step away. Step away from the girl and go. Use yourself. Date. Find. You'll find someone. You'll be surprised. You'll find someone that'll appreciate who he is.
Kola, what she's doing, you calling her dating as well? She's going
of
on.
Of course.
That's dating?
Of course. And as long as the two parties do come together and mutually agree that we are exclusively dating or in a relationship, don't assume that it is. You understand? And that's where we have to start learning to date.
So you support women going out and going out with
as long
other guys,
guys? As long as you speak, as long as you say it, do you understand? Because don't let nobody believe that they are the only person in your DMs or the only person you're talking to, or you understand? And then you know you're dating other people. Tell, say it. Listen, you're not the only person I'm talking to right now. So there's no expectation of you thinking you're the only one. So when we learn to be that open, you dating, yes, I go out with different people. It's up to you, stay or leave, but that's what's happening. And then when we get to a place where you say, you know what, I want to date exclusively, then, you know, she respond or he respond, however you agree on that, and then you take it from there. Then the next step is a relationship, because people don't, it's, again, a culture of we going out for a couple dates, we in a relationship one time. No, ask me to be in a relationship.
All right, so should we be intimate while we're doing that?
Again, this is, that's individual. It's to each his own.
If no, but is it okay? Yeah, I'm asking whether or not.
Yeah, it's individual. If to each his own, I say protect yourself, but to each his own, it's up to the individual. But say what it is that you are doing. You're either dating multiple or you're dating exclusive.
Okay, but you have no problem if they choose to be intimate.
That's no, that's it.
That's
to each his, like I said, how are you going to find who is right for you if you...
If you don't
go out with different people, if you don't explore what's there, you understand? And a lot of times people settle, and that's when you have failed marriages, or you find in a relationship and then that person leave, and then they with another person, and then you have people saying, oh, she was just with that boy. Look, she's that boy again, and she that. No, because we have to learn to date without the judgment of it.
So, Makona, you don't see any problem in that. I see you today with some money. I see you next week. I see you have a...
Say that again, sorry?
You don't see a problem with me seeing you today with somebody. And when I see you tomorrow with somebody, I see you a week after, another person.
But you knew what you signed up for. Do you get what I'm saying? This is why I'm saying that initially.
Hard pill to swallow.
I understand. And again, you have to say, like, so I will not tell people, oh yeah, just date one person. No. Again, it is to each his own. If you feel like you don't want to, you know.
Come on, I don't want to see the girl I look in. I want him, nobody, huh?
Then tell her that. You can't leave that her for to assume that's what you want.
Yeah.
We are not mind readers, so we have to say what's on our mind, so there's no room for assumptions or, you know.
And she will then tell me, how that egg good, I don't want that. That's what I
And think. Then you're in your feelings and you have a whole goopel because...
That's not what I want. I want you.
Exactly. You have to tell her that. You have to tell her, I want you and I want this to be an exclusive thing, me and you only. But you also have to be prepared for the rejection that's not what she wants.
So, Connor, when we're doing these things, we have to also get ready. That's what you're saying for the
also have to. Exactly, because that's, again... And I think that's why a lot of people deceive and they manipulate and they lie. It's because of the fear of losing or the fear of not getting the response that they want. But this is life. You understand? You will never get what you want and you can never please everybody. But at the end of the day, if you don't state your intentions, you'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you risk a heartbreak. So what you want? You want it after your heart that involved or you want it up front?
Yeah, true. Okay, Connor. Thank you very much. I appreciate you, Connor.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a nice caller. I like it. 4523046 is the number to call. This is Lekla on Radio Caribbean International. What are your thoughts, man? Can he make it? Is there still, you know, a chance of my brother there who is in love with this girl, you know, for over a year? He does things for her and he's hoping that one day, that's a... He will get through. She will tell him, okay, yes, buddy, yes, you're the one. You know, and forget about all these other guys who are in the picture as well. Let's go back to Deborah. Press the right one. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you're on here.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
I listened to your letter, and I just want to ask, if today, tomorrow, RCI decides to replace Iowa, because Iowa chose to quit, or one of your DJs chose to quit, don't they put an ad saying looking for a DJ or looking for a radio announcer?
Yeah, they might do that. Yes, Paula.
Not might. They will do that.
A replacement, yeah. You're correct.
Of course, they're going to put out the ad, say, you know, looking. They might not make it public, but they might, you know, word of mouth might spread.
Yes,
and then they're going to, you know, take a few applications, and they're going to choose the best candidate to be able to fill the position. Isn't that what they do?
Well, that's not nice.
Apparently, my dad not nice. Tell me, isn't that what they do?
They're doing it. They're doing it.
Some companies put you through 3 different interviews, some with one manager, some with 2 managers. I've been with interviews with 5 managers from different areas to judge who is the best person to fill the position.
Wow, I see what you're doing here. You see,
it is the same thing for both men and women. And you don't have to involve sex in dating in order to find the right candidate. Like the lady just said, it is to each its own.
Yes.
At the end of the day, you're not just going to be with the first person that's available to you. And the reason why they give you 90 days probation, and some people take it as far as six months, 180 days.
Right.
Some companies now put you on a 6 month, and then they reevaluate you in 6 months again. So it is okay for both men and women to take time and find which is the right candidate, especially if you have been through a traumatic situation where you spent a decade with somebody and then it turns out to be so toxic. Remember she said she took at least, she even had to leave Ireland, took 2 years away from that person, away from the environment, away from family, away from any form of opinion to be able to make a decision whether she wants to move on with her life or stay in this relationship for herself and her daughter. At the end of the day, the most important person in this situation is the daughter to be able to have a proper father figure because the father itself is not able to be present. So this woman has to be very careful as to who she will bring around her daughter. And this man said in the beginning, he doesn't have proof that she is fucking all these men. Excuse my language. He doesn't have proof. He went based on the hearsay and automatic. thinking he thinks these guys are getting it. What did he say in the beginning? He stated the fact that she can take care of herself and her daughter. You think she'll just allow any and every man to be around her daughter? She has to vet them. She has to take time. At the end of the day, I understand Mr. Tom is very much interested in that lady. Now, a desperate man will do any and everything to do to be able to get a piece of the cake.
For over a year?
Over a year, and some people take 10 years.
Mm-mm.
And I'm not boasting. They will do everything in their power to be able to get a slice of the cake.
So what are you telling me? That is what me doing there.
At the end of the day, the most dependable person sometimes is the one who wants the cake more than anyone else. Especially a man who does not know his worth. And by the way, this guy wrote the letter, he's not very sure of himself. Steve Harvey wrote the book. Other men has written books about how to know if a woman is interested or is in the friend zone. You mean to tell me out of 90 days or even 180 days, you still cannot determine whether or not after all these hours of conversation, what are you talking about to be able to determine if somebody wants you? Where are you going? Where are you taking this woman to be able to learn this woman and be able to judge based on her actions if she really wants you or she has friends on you? He needs to do some ask himself some serious questions. It's not about, oh, you on the phone for hours, you buying a tank up. I have friends that do that all the time. And they don't need anything else. As far as he said, she can take care of her own self, so she is free to make a proper vetting of any man that she'll be interested in. He's acting a little desperate, and by the first rumor, just because it's a yes, by the first rumor, he said to himself, oh, I was mad. So when you're mad, that's the first thing you do. You get on, you curse. Is that the man I will bring around my daughter?
What compounded the situation was the fact that the man gained nothing from that girl, and the man ain't well, boy, Tom.
Iwa, at the end of the day, if you are a quality man, sex is not your number one priority. Yes, I understand it's part of the relationship, but you need a quality person in your life. And it sounds like he's young, but this woman has given her life a decade to a man who disrespected her, who did not defend her, who did not stand up for her, who did not even stand up for their daughter, much less if they didn't have a child. So you think that woman would just take that man just because he was upset? What about the trauma that she went through and she had to take 2 years to get rid of it? You think she'll want that again? Come on, let's think about the letter and the facts that we have in front of us. That's what we need to judge on. He did not say, oh, the woman is doing this for him or the woman is doing that. He said he's making himself look good in this letter. He doesn't have any proof. Nothing in that letter says she's giving her body away. And to each his own, she has a right to be able to go out with who she wants, when she wants, how she wants, to be able to find the right man, at least to be a stepfather or proper father figure. And some of the things that he is doing already is a red flag for his own sake. Okay, you are having hours of conversation. You're not a busy man. You're not a man who has things to do. So you just have hours of conversation. They always tell you a man who has nothing really going for him is the man that has the most time to talk and spend on the phone.
Come on.
If I am a woman, I don't want a man that's spending hours and hours on
the
phone.
So you don't want the man.
I am not saying that he should not make time. I am saying that a man should balance his life. You don't make a woman the sole priority of your life just by getting to know her. A healthy relationship, it has to have balance. You need to hang out with your boys. You need to make time for your business. You need to elevate yourself. You need to make time for your family. That's too much time. You just have time to to give away to one person?
Y'all don't like that, Colin? No? Y'all don't like that?
A true woman?
Don't like that.
A woman of value and of substance?
Don't like
and
that.
A woman that knows what she's looking for?
Don't like
you
that.
Think she just wants a man to make time and what?
She don't like that. Y'all don't like that, Colin. Say that.
I am not saying that we don't want our men to make time for us. I am saying a true woman of value is not just going to sit down there and want the man in her foot 24/7. You need to balance your life. We all need balance.
I like that. Corner, I like that. You see,
we all need balance. Make time for your family. Make time for your boys. Make time for meditating. Make time for business. And et cetera, et cetera. And he's impatient
really
to tell you why he's acting that way. He's acting out of desperation. And again, he's showing signs of jealousy already. A secure man don't need to be jealous that she's going out with other people. Especially the girl telling you she go through her trauma already. Even she's just going to jump to you just because you're willing to go and buy a tank of gas every time that she needs it. Come on.
Yeah.
He needs to evaluate himself and know his place, know his worth. I am not telling you not to be there for, but being a yes man is not going to make you the man for her.
Well, I really appreciate that contribution. Mm-hmm. What? That was
no,
really...
but he has to think. He has to think. A true man of Iowa, I'm certain you will not just accept a girl just calling you for a tank of gas or a girl calling you for lunch or a girl calling you for this. She has to be willing to take you to lunch as well. She has to be willing to do something nice for you.
Of course, and more. Hey, you have to do more.
Especially after it's a year. But I am sure the girl's action is speaking louder than her words, but he's not paying attention.
Wow.
Again, we don't have to speak all the time. We don't have to tell you all the time. And sometimes we do tell y'all, for goodness sake, I've experienced it several times. We do tell y'all we are not ready. We do tell y'all that we are not in the right frame of mind. And some of y'all so desperate to hit that, and y'all just don't take heed.
Wow.
And sometimes out of the kindness of our heart, we do something nice for you, but y'all take it like, I want you. No, Tom, I don't want you. I'm just being nice.
See,
sometimes we tell y'all we just want to be able to explore and see which is the best option. And what Pakatan? I understand that he may be a nice guy, maybe, but he's hinting that he's a little controlling, which may be giving her flashback of her child father. And don't forget, we need someone to stand right for that child, to have a proper father figure. Otherwise, that child, what that child will become? No, man. He needs to reevaluate himself, take some time, stop looking for ways to run after the girl. Take some time. Let her miss you sometimes. Let her call you as well. Let her text you. Let her be willing to do something nice for you. A yes man doesn't get it. A yes man will get used, abused, refused.
Why is he yes man? When you say yes man, what do you mean?
But look what he's saying. She doesn't have to ask twice.
So
you think a real man of quality standards? One, he doesn't have standards. Clearly, he doesn't have standards.
So
you going out for one on one? You cannot
determine. So y'all don't want. Y'all don't like fellas when you say, "Hey, babes, as you come in there, buy me something to eat."
That is different, Iowa. That is different. To be available 24/7, you're not a call man. But obviously, he wants a slice of the cake. He will do any and everything. That's a sign of desperation.
Oh, okay.
A quality man doesn't have to show desperation. You have to be 100%, the person has to be 100% in order for you to have a fully functional relationship with respect, boundaries, and everything else that's positive. And whatever else you're choosing to compromise on. All these long hours of conversation, I'm sure it wasn't so substantial. Maybe it's just, talking some shit, maybe having a few laughs. when you're having a good laugh and just talking shit, maybe hours will just pass and you don't even realize that hours pass of what did you gather from the conversation? What did you learn from it? He needs to be a little more, you know, have some self-development, you know, think about himself, what he truly wants. Does he want somebody to just string him along for a whole year plus, you know, or does he stand for something? He has to stand for something. I don't know. He needs to pray about it, meditate, think about what he really wants.
Leave her alone.
Give her some space. You want to be able to determine, you know what? Maybe I'm giving her too much of my time. Let me try giving somebody else so I can really determine between the three, who really has my best interest at heart, who really wants to be there for me, who really wants to share memories and make memories. He doesn't even mention what kind of dates they have been on. You've been taking somebody for drinks involving alcohol. Is really getting to know somebody? No. Did he ever have a picnic with her, have substantial conversation that he can really say, you know, her left eye twitches when she's upset or when she's really happy, you'll see that glow on her face, her whole body turns. So can you say anything about her?
Well, I'm learning a lot from you. You see,
No, but it's true.
Now, you are correct. You are correct, caller. I'm agreeing with you. So from now on, no more drinks. But let me tell you, from now on, I'm not calling y'all. We're not spending time on the phone. We're not going for drinks. Don't call me to buy gas.
I am not saying not to do it, but there's a limit. You have to balance yourself. You cannot just be spending hours and steal a whole year. You cannot determine somebody wants you, truly wants you or not. Come on, man. He needs to take a step, ask himself a few in-depth question as to what he really wants, how he wants to go about it, and stop being so desperate, man.
Thank you very much, caller. You've been awesome.
Guys. Take care.
Yeah, man. And that's our program for today. This has been another edition of Let Land the Caribbean Sound Made Possible by Fruitsy Seamoss. Until next week, Wednesday. Thank you, King Beats. Thank you, Earthquake. Thank you, Marine. Thank you, Fruitsy.